WDR, N4 ZLK Mobile.
How you doing? I just talked to another Shane, a new fella, KO4 November Whiskey.
Yeah, I was in the process of getting back in the tractor, and I heard you guys talking. I was going to break in and say there wasn't room for two of us. Of course, I'm joking. But then Beth called me. I was talking to her for a little bit. But, yeah, you had a great signal from Inman. Sounded really good.
I was switched over and tried to not talk to Hawaii on two bands earlier. I'm sorry to say this, but it was sideband. Shame on me. But, you know, CW is my thing. But I thought, well, I'll try them for a third band. They're on 20 meters now, 114-252. And no joy on that one. There's a crowd there. I won't get on there if I can hear a lot of them hollering. And I'll just try it two or three times, and that's it. But I'm just sitting here eating a piece of pumpkin pie and looking for something for Bernice to watch on the boob tube up here.
You mentioned pumpkin pie earlier. That's what really perked my ears up. That sounds good. I talked to two Hawaii stations 2 days in a row. Separately, one day, and one the next day on CW. Few months back, and I looked them up, and they were probably within a mile of each other.
Swallow that time. I have pumpkin pie on the mic. Well, that's great, Shane. I've been working those voice on the air stations, W1AW, and just for the fun of it. And it was coming in on 10 meters, and I haven't over the years hardly ever used 10 meters. Shame on me. It's a good band. Just back in the old days, it just wasn't one of the ones I would go to. And then he was on 15 meters, and that's a wonderful band, huge. And I hadn't used that too much either, so I grab them if I see them and can work them. But a lot of the page is taken up with FT8 anymore, but at any rate, I got a band scope, and I just go around clicking on spikes on the band scope, and, you know, sounds like something good, well, I'll talk to them.
That's what I like to do. I just like to hunt around. I'd like to work POTA just because it was good practice for making quick contacts with CW, and I still enjoy it, and I was talking about this with a buddy from Georgia this morning. Have you noticed, seems like there's two or three guys on POTA that do this, they'll send 7-2 instead of 7-3. Have you noticed that?
I hear that once. Now that you mention it, I don't know what that is. This guy last night must have been on doing that, because I'd never heard that before. That well, he missed it. And it was a Whiskey 4 Yankee Sierra in California. His name was Will. He was a POTA, and I worked him.
Yeah. You know how 7 is did-da-da-da, there's two dits, and then, I mean, da-da did it, sorry, backwards. And I think they're just doing the 2-3 and then the 2-3. I don't know, but I've run into that several times. I think it's kind of funny. I think that's just a mistake. They just learned it wrong and have been sending it wrong.
Ariel be the go-to one to ask that question. He's done so many summits on the air, I'm sure he knows Park's on the air.
Thought there was some guys having a discussion with a new ham about the proper way of, you know, saying 7-3, you know, not 73s, not 7-3rd, or, you know, that, whatever. You know how everybody's got their opinion. So that just made me think of that. And I actually recorded somebody doing that today. I sat down and turned the radio on, and the very first guy I listened to was, he was sending a sign-off that way every time.
Well, he might have programmed into one of those automatic things that you just push a button. I bought one of those once, and I give it away after I repaired it. But it was kind of neat. You can program in your call and your response and all of that. So if you're running contests, I could see where that'd be justified, or maybe Park's on the air and summits. But I I don't like to use them. I want to use my, let my fingers do the talking, you know. Well, I worked at one good one yesterday evening, a 7 Quebec 6 Mike. I like those odd call signs. He was in Malawi over in Africa, 21:29, so it was a little earlier in the evening.
Good one. That is a good one. It's good to, you know, when you first kind of get used to hearing calls and you get a 1x3 or a 2x3, then you start getting some of those. That'll throw you off when you're not used to it.
The water here, this is in 0TR. Well, I missed Don's call sign last night. I don't know why. It's like I get called in 4TR a lot of times. That's fine. I don't care. But I think I signed off with KG0PFI instead of KG4PFI. So I looked it up today just to be sure. And, you know, his last name is the same as my neighbor's over here. I think you spell that. Now listen closely. L-A-W-L-E-S-S. If he's listening, you ought to jump on that.
Cracking a little joke there.
Roger. Yeah, it's L-O-L-L-I-S, Lawless. But I called over to ask Tim if he was related to him, and Tim's like a brother to me. He's my neighbor over here, and just really love their family. And Bernice makes lots of goodies for him. And Veronica answered, and she said that they had a lot of relation up there. And I was trying to think, let me kick that in, Shane. In fact, should be in there. Let's see, KG4PFI. He's been here for a long time. He ran the net before Gary did. Piedmont is where I was trying to tell her it was at. She said there's a lot of Lawlesses that live up in that area. So I call him Lawless.
Surprised me if he would fit that 10 years gone by. he seems like a good fella. I've heard him on for a long time. I've talked to him a couple times through the years. But anyway, but yeah, I heard you last night. I heard you and Don talking. I think I was sitting at my desk doing stuff, having issues with my 857D. I'm going to have to send it off, I guess. It wasn't transmitting on sideband very well. And then I tried FT8, and it was, sometimes it would work and other times it wouldn't. And I don't know if that's me or the operator error or if it's the radio. And now the speaker is really starting to distort. And I took it apart. It seems fine. I don't see any indication of anywhere or anything going bad on it. But it's starting to act up, and it's making it where it's not fun to operate anymore. I need to get it fixed or maybe replace it.
Bob, ND7J, used to take his order someplace over by Atlanta. It wasn't ham radio outlet. It was an individual that used to work for ICOM, I think. And I think that 857, that's a Jesus, isn't it?
I have the 757, and I can do CW on it. It just doesn't tune down as narrow. I was just using the 857 for CW and then the 757 for sideband. But yeah, there's a place down near Gainesville or outside of Gainesville. And I'm thinking about taking it down there or sending it down there. I've got his contact information. That's probably where Bob was taking it, a little northwest of Atlanta.
TR with the man on the mountain. I'm sure you're right, Shane. That sounds just exactly right. I got to texting back and forth with Bob the other night, but he doesn't come down on this repeater very often. But I enjoyed it. And he said, stooping down to sideband. I made a contact in sideband. I put it on QRZ. He saw it. And I'm getting old.
Fun to go up there, too. Well, if you text them or talk to them, tell them I said hello. I knew I hadn't heard him in a while on the repeater. I hope he's doing all right. I guess his dad's still living with him or near him.
Take care of his dad, and he said he's doing fine, Shane. And I hadn't heard from him in a while either. I always say if we go up by there, which is very rare, maybe once or twice a year, I take Bernice up to Cherokee, and then I'll stop, but I haven't. You know how that is. When you get to going, you hate to stop. But I always like going up there. Bob's got a fabulous station, and I got a Elmer Award up here from him years ago from the ARRL for helping him, and I'll tell you, he's outgunned me by far. His station is pretty elaborate.
With you. N4 ZLK Mobile.
Hey, Leroy. I don't know what that is, QRM or what.
but a bunch of QRM there.
Kind of intentional to me, but how you doing?
Good. Just got home from American Legion night, so, and getting ready to pull into the driveway.
Okay, good to hear you, Leroy, and you have a nice night, and I don't think I'm going to get to talk to anybody anyway. I was wanting to talk to Don for a minute, but that's all right, nothing important, and Gerald GR clear.
Southwind